Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gathered the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time by the grace of God. We're in our 21st year now bringing these messages to you. And we praise the Lord for this day. It's a day the Lord has made. We thank you for those of you who've tuned in to this broadcast for many years. We appreciate you, your prayers and support. And for those of you who are tuning in today for the first time, we say welcome, and we hope you come back also and make this a regular stop on your Sunday worship schedule. We thank the Lord for this radio station. We've been here for 21 years, and we ask you to continue to pray for this ministry, pray for this broadcast, and support this ministry so we can keep these good broadcasts coming to you. Today is Pentecost Sunday, and we're going to be talking about Pentecost when the Holy Spirit was poured out on all mankind. And here we are 2,000 years later, and we are the beneficiaries of that outpouring. We're the beneficiaries of God's grace and His favor upon our lives. And we have the Holy Spirit to walk with us and guide us and counsel us. And so we're going to take up this. Well, once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We're going to give you a brief update on the project going on in Kenya before we get into the message. We want to build a school. We are building a school in Makunda Village. It'll be a primary school for 200 to 300 students, and many of these children will be coming from families who are not of the Christian faith. And so it's going to be an opportunity to evangelize, tell them about Jesus, sing songs to Jesus, and at the same time give them a good basic education. And the plot of land we have is right next door to the children's home. We have 1 acre that we're building on, and then another acre next door that we will use for a football field, exercise playground. And so this is the vision, and we want you to join us in this vision. If you think you can help us, or God's putting it on your heart to help us, email me pureprairie@hotmail.com, pureprairie@hotmail.com. I can get you more details and get you involved in that great project there in Kenya. Well, today is Pentecost Sunday on the calendar, 50 days after Easter, and so here we are on the calendar day, May 17th. This is the day of Pentecost, and it is to remember the time when the Holy Spirit was poured out on all mankind. And beloved, this is a wonderful blessing that the Lord has given us, because we have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God, to dwell in us and to be with us. And we're going to talk some about that here in just a little bit. When Jesus was teaching the disciples, he said, I'm not going to leave you as orphans, and I'm going to give you the Spirit that the Spirit gives from God. And Jesus is the baptizer of the Holy Spirit. He's the one who distributes it. And then the Holy Spirit walks with us, guides us, counsels us. He is our advocate. He is our counselor, our helper, and so we have been blessed with this magnificent helper to walk with us when we are a born-again believer in God. And so this is going to be the subject for today, but it's more than a historical study. It's more than talking about the past. You can have the Holy Spirit in your life as you go each and every day. The Holy Spirit can be with you, and if you are born again, you know that already. And if you're not born again, we will talk to you about that at the end of this message. So the Holy Spirit had not been given to the general population or the body of believers prior to the outpouring, which came in the biblical narration. It came in the second chapter of Acts. It had not been given until Jesus went to the cross, when he was crucified, then he rose again 3 days later, and then 50 days after the resurrection, the day of Pentecost came on a Hebrew calendar, and that was the day when the Holy Spirit was poured out on all mankind. And this did not take God by surprise. It didn't take Jesus by surprise. The day of Pentecost was prophesied some 800 years before it happened, and we can look at the book of Joel or Joel in the Old Testament. If you have your Bible there, open it to Joel chapter 2, and we're going to look at verse 28, and this is a prophecy of Joel, one of the most magnificent, accurate prophecies in the Old Testament, one of many thousands in the Old Testament that have come to pass just as it was spoken. And here is the prophecy in Joel chapter 2, verse 28. And it will come about after this that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions. And verse 29, and even on the male and female servants I will pour out my spirit in those days. And verse 30, and I will display wonders in the sky and on the earth, blood, fire, and columns of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon into blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And then it goes on to say that all who call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Well, that day came just as Joel prophesied. It came 50 days after the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so Joel was accurate in every detail of his prophecy. And he said, I'm going to pour out my spirit, and you're going to see unusual things happen with the children of God. They're going to begin to prophesy, which is to prophesy, speak truth over the nations, speak truth, foretell, and not only foretell the future, but also speak the truth in the present and give truth to the masses who need to know about Jesus Christ, who need to know about the power of God in their life. And so the prophecy was poured out over all mankind. And he said, your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. Beloved, it is God's will, if you are a born-again believer in the living God, it is God's will that you dream dreams if you're an older person. And if you are a younger person, God will give you visions, not only visions of the kingdom, visions for your life, visions for your family, visions for your community, for your nation. And then he goes on to say that even the male and the female servants are going to receive this outpouring. In other words, God is saying it's not about your status in society. It's not about your status in culture. It is about the fact that you hunger for the Word of God, you hunger for God's Spirit, and when you hunger for God's Spirit, when you hunger for an intimacy with God, God will pour out His gifts and His Spirit upon you. And we know in India and places in Africa where people are very poor, people have very little in terms of material wealth or even to look forward to in terms of opportunity and advancement in their life. We know that God pours His Spirit out on those people to encourage them, to strengthen them, to give them hope, and to give them the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit comes with gifts of the Holy Spirit. And when the people have those gifts, they can operate in power. They can operate in a way that they can't in the natural world. They can operate in a supernatural world. They see miracles. They see signs and wonders. They see healings. They see things that in the natural world cannot be accomplished by themselves. But in God's power and with God's Spirit, things can be accomplished. That the only way you can explain it is to say this is the supernatural power of God and the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. Well, Jesus taught about the Holy Spirit when he was here on the earth in his 3.5 years of ministry. He taught about the Holy Spirit. There was 12 disciples that walked with him, and he was constantly teaching them about the things that are yet to come. And so he called the Holy Spirit the promise of the Father. Well, in John chapter 14, Jesus starts with his teaching of the Holy Spirit. And if you've not read John chapter 14, I suggest you do. Chapter 14, 15, and 16 are the most comprehensive teachings by Jesus of the subject of the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus starts in John chapter 14 in verse 16, and he said, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. What he's talking about is another helper besides himself. He will give you another helper that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not behold him or know him. But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. Let me repeat that again. Because he abides with you and will be in you. In verse 18, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. And so Jesus says the world isn't going to give you this Spirit. The world doesn't have it to give. The world is not even going to understand this Spirit. That's why the world gets so perplexed and so confused by events like what we saw just last week, the Freedom 250 event on the mall in Washington, D.C. The Holy Spirit was there. The Holy Spirit was hovering there, and it was also the Holy Spirit. He was also in all of the people that were there to worship, to cry out to God, to ask for God's favor. And the world, all they can do is condemn. They don't understand the spiritual implications and the spiritual impact of an event like that, where it is spoken to the nation, spoken over the nation, to ask and plead for God's favor, God's direction, God's blessing, and to thank God and praise God for the last 250 years when the divine hand of God, the providence of God, the sovereign majesty of God has been over this nation to guide it and direct it, take us through many trials, many difficulties, civil war, wars on foreign soil, and yet here we stand 250 years later as the greatest nation on the face of the earth, the beacon of light, the missionary sending nation to send missionaries to nations all across the world. And so the 250 years have been a blessing, and they will continue to be blessed by Almighty God. And so Jesus said, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Beloved, if you do not have the Holy Spirit, ask the Lord to give you the Holy Spirit. Ask the Lord to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, John the Baptist was speaking about Jesus. Jesus was coming to John to be baptized, and Jesus was speaking about Jesus, and he said, I baptize you with water for repentance, but there is one coming after me, the thong of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And so if you ask the Lord for the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire, you will have the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on your life. If you repent of your sins, turn from your wicked ways, submit to Christian baptism, immersion baptism, ask the Lord to baptize you with his Spirit, fill you up with his Spirit, he will do that, because God says, ask me anything you wish and it shall be granted unto you. That is according to the kingdom. When you're asking God for kingdom blessings and you're submitting to his leadership, submitting to his direction in your life, when you're asking God for kingdom blessings, God says, ask me anything that you wish and it shall be granted unto you. And so we have the Holy Spirit when we ask. If you don't have the Holy Spirit and you don't have dreams and visions and you're not receiving from God all of the blessings that He wants for you, humble yourself before God. Get down on your knees. Ask the Lord, Lord, fill me up. I want everything that you have for me. Fill me up. Lord, I want everything. And just as you promised, I expect it, I believe it, and I am waiting for it in expectancy. Well, in John chapter 14, verse 26, Jesus said, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. And so that's how the Bible was written, the things that Jesus spoke and the visions and dreams people had that were anointed with the Holy Spirit. God brought to them the remembrance of the things that Jesus had said and that God had said and that the prophets had said. And so that's how the Bible was written. These words were captured and written down on scrolls and parchments, and then they were put together, canonized into what we call the Holy Bible. And so that's how the things that Jesus said, we know that they are accurate. We know that they're true because the truth comes through the Holy Spirit. John chapter 15, verse 26. Jesus said, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, He will bear witness of me. And so we know that the Holy Spirit testifies of Jesus. We know He speaks the truth about Jesus, about the kingdom of God. He speaks the truth in every situation so that there is a witness to you about what God wants in your life. There's a witness to you that comes from God through Jesus Christ to the Holy Spirit, and so you can know the truth in every situation. Well, John chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus goes on to say, but when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come. He shall glorify me, for He shall take of mine, and He shall disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine, therefore I said that He takes of mine, and He will disclose it to you. And so that is the Trinity right there. Jesus speaks of the Trinity. He speaks of the Father. He speaks of the Son. He speaks of the Holy Spirit. They are in perfect unity, perfect unison. In essence, they are all God, but in three different persons. And so when the Father speaks to the Son, Jesus said, all that the Father has are mine. And then the Son speaks to the Holy Spirit. The Son is the baptizer of the Holy Spirit. Then we have that Holy Spirit to walk with us, to guide us, to counsel us, to give us help, to give us comfort in times of trial. And so that is God's plan for every single believer on the face of the earth. That is God's plan, because we don't have Jesus to walk with us here on this earth, but we have the Spirit of the living God to walk with us and have that good comfort, that good counsel, that good guidance and direction. And He's also an advocate when the devil comes to accuse us, when the devil comes to try to tear us down. The Holy Spirit is also our advocate. Well, the outpouring came just as the prophet Joel had prophesied. The outpouring came 50 days after Jesus was resurrected. You can turn to Acts chapter 1. And this is when Jesus is meeting for the last time here on this earth to the disciples there. And in Acts chapter 1, verse 4, he goes on to say, gathering them together, Jesus commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which He said, you heard of from me. For John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. And so the very same words that John the Baptist spoke back in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, the very same words Jesus says, John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. And so Jesus said, wait, the disciples were in Jerusalem. They were waiting. They didn't know for sure how long they had to wait. There was no plan written for them. But as he spoke, and as the prophet Joel had prophesied, it came just like the promise, just like the promise from the Father had said that it would come. Verse 8 in Acts chapter 1, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest parts of the earth. And so the power to minister, the power to be a witness, the power to activate and utilize the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the other spiritual gifts, that power comes when the Holy Spirit is poured out upon you. Jesus said it will come with power. It will initiate power in your life, give you power in your life. And in verse 8, he says, you're going to be my witnesses first in Jerusalem, that is in your neighborhood, wherever you live, your village, your small town, then in Judea, which is down the road a ways or outside of your little village, and then in Samaria, which is a place even farther away, a place of mixed ethnicity, a place where it is not necessarily of your culture, not necessarily of your home place, your home family, your home village, and then in the remotest parts of the earth. God will take you if you're willing to go, if you're willing to submit. God will take you and he will plant you in a place in the remotest part of the earth, a place not of your choosing, a place that you don't know anything about, a place that you really in the natural have no desire to go to, but that place will be the remotest part of the earth for you, where God wants to see his kingdom planted, where God wants to see seeds of the kingdom placed, and those seeds then will start to grow when people go to the remotest part of the earth and people take the word of God, and missionaries go and plant their feet in foreign lands, and they speak the word of God over those lands. Well, Acts chapter 2, the outpouring, and here it is, one of the most magnificent passages of scripture in the whole Bible. Acts chapter 2, verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. That is, those disciples who Jesus had been speaking to, and there were others there as well. It seems about 120 people all together. And it says they were all in one place, and they were in one accord. They were in one mind. They were praying together. They were waiting expectantly, waiting for what the Father had promised. Verse 2, now suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting, and appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributing themselves, and they rested upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance. And now there were Jews living in Jerusalem, different devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered because they were each one hearing them speak in their own language. They were hearing the message of the gospel, the good news of the gospel. They were hearing them in their own language, and there was many hundreds of thousands, possibly people there, people from many different nations around the earth. They'd come back to Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost, and they started to hear the gospel message from these Galileans. These uneducated Galileans were speaking the true gospel message to all of these people who came from different nations, and they were hearing them speaking in their own language. Well, Peter gets up in verse 14, Acts chapter 2, verse 14. Peter, taking his stand with the 11, he raised his voice and he declared to them, "Men of Judea and all you who live in Jerusalem, let it be known to you this day and give heed to my words. These people aren't drunk as you suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel, and it shall come in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, your old men will dream dreams, even my men servants and my maid servants shall receive the spirit in that day." And so Peter explained to them what the prophet Joel had spoken 800 years before. And Peter knew that Old Testament scripture. He knew the Old Testament scrolls. And so he said, this is the outpouring that we have been waiting for. This is the outpouring that God promised through the prophet Joel. And the mighty rushing wind came in. The tongues of fire settled on those people who were there that day. And they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they began to prophesy and speak the words of the one true living God. Well, beloved, I've seen that happen in my own life in crusades in Africa. I've seen the mighty rushing wind come through. I've seen the tongues of fire rest on the heads of men and women there who were gathered to cry out to God. Beloved, you can have it as well. God's plan is for every single believer. In fact, every single person on the face of the earth to receive the Holy Spirit, to receive the full baptism, the full immersion of the Holy Spirit, to walk with them, to dwell in them, to guide them and counsel them. Well, beloved, I hope you enjoy this message. Seek the Lord while he may be found. That is God's plan for your life. That is God's will, and we shall see it come to pass over every person in this nation. Well, Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We'd love to hear from you. Help support this ministry. You can contact us at Gather the Outcast, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. Use your debit or credit card at paypal.me/GatherTheOutcasts. And you can also check us out on Facebook, see pictures of the ministry, see what's going on over in Africa. We'd love to hear from you today. Keep these good broadcasts coming, and we thank you for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.